In 2015, No Child Left Behind was replaced by the Every Student Succeeds Act, known as ESSA. It gives states more authority over K-12 education than they've had in nearly two decades. Now that the two-year transition period is over, ESSA will take effect this fall. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a look at how Wyoming's plan is taking shape.
The transition to ESSA has been met with enthusiasm from Jillian Balow, Superintendent of Public Instruction.
No Child Left Behind was very punitive in nature.
And Balow says it felt disconnected from the needs of Wyoming.
It was accountability that was driven by compliance. If you're complying, and if your students look like this, then you're doing well. If you're complying and your teachers look like this, then you're doing well.
With ESSA, gone are the days of Common Core, which held students to national standards. In contrast, Balow says, Wyoming now has to define for itself what doing well means for both students and teachers.
There's a lot of opportunity for us to put our money where our mouth is and take responsibility and ownership over our challenges and really build on what we do well.
Balow says parents and students will be happy to know the system being proposed reduces the emphasis on high-stakes testing. Assessment will be less cookie cutter and more like baking a cake.
When I'm checking a cake to see if it's done, I don't just put one toothpick in the middle. I check it in different places. And that's really what we want to do to ensure that our students are competitive in Wyoming, nationally and internationally.
So while it's largely up to the Wyoming Department of Education to determine what to monitor, this new level of authority requires states to take a closer look at achievement gaps.
For example, shining a spotlight on our homeless students is really important and not something that we've taken an opportunity to do in Wyoming before.
ESSA requires that states focus on the needs of subgroups such as low-income students, students of color, kids with disabilities, and English language learners. And Wyoming wants to go one step further and support students caught up in the juvenile justice system. Here's Balow again.
ESSA really stresses that there needs to be more emphasis put on the growth that students make instead of every student looking the same by the time that they're a high school graduate.
But kids, don't get too excited. This doesn't mean you'll never take another standardized test. What's changing with Wyoming's plan is who's authoring that test. Students previously took a test nicknamed PAWS. Starting this year, students will take a test nicknamed YTOP. In a virtual town hall meeting, an educator asked Julie McGee, the director of the WDE's accountability division, what happens if students don't score as high on the new test. She responded that it's not meant to be punitive.
The way that we're trying to structure the plan is to make it more informative and that we're coming from a place of support, not a place of, you know, we're going to shut down the schools and fire everybody from the top down the way that people feared under No Child Left Behind.
What's also supposed to change with ESSA is not only how that information gets used, but how it gets shared. A more user-friendly reporting system is promised as a part of the plan, which will help parents and the community compare school performance across the state. Walt Wilcox, the chair of the State Board of Education, says teachers are also hungry for easily accessible data that allows them to track progress. He says without it,
it'd be the same concept as I pop in the car and I just guesstimate without looking at my gas gauge about when I might run out of gas instead of monitoring that fuel gauge all the way.
And we all know that's a bad idea in Wyoming. Wilcox says this data sharing will help facilitate what are called professional learning communities.
And it will allow teachers to share what's working, what's not working, to share their interventions, to share their strategies.
But how will educators and parents know how Wyoming is stacking up nationally? ESSA will still require schools to participate in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, known as the Nation's Report Card. Superintendent Jillian Balow says under ESSA, Wyoming will be able to focus on its own unique set of challenges and goals.
This is a really exciting time in education. It's certainly exciting to sit in my seat, but also exciting at the local level because we have so many opportunities.
After a 45-day public comment period, the Wyoming Department of Education is preparing its 76-page blueprint for review by the governor in July. And then on to the U.S. Department of Education for final approval in August. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Tennessee Watson.